Jack's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Which, me great mate, is Quiztastic this week, isn't it?
It is. It's a great app this week, which is called Quiz Up.
Okay.
Marvellous app, which was produced by a company, I believe, in Iceland. What I like about this app is that it's, firstly, it's free, which is always good. There is some in-app purchasing that is available where you can buy additional points. But to be fair, I don't see the point of doing such a thing. I think that basically you gain points and status by winning competitions. And it works, by basically going and selecting a topic. And there are absolutely hundreds of topics there. So we could pick, for instance, educational.
Okay.
Or do you want to have music?
I'd rather have, if it's easy to find, TV shows.
Right,
past and present.
Would that be under...
Oh, no, just do whatever.
No. It's all right. Okay.
I've got the list here.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it is huge, the list, isn't it?
Yeah, there
TV
is.
Shows, books, movies, sports, games, art, general knowledge, business, science, geography, history, education, lifestyle, all
yes.
these quiz topics.
For instance, the movies. I've got a particular favourite movie, and it's actually featured as one of the sets of questions, which is called The Big Lebowski. And because I've won so many of those quizzes, I'm now a Lebowski Urban Achiever. That's my title.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
good for you.
Basically, if you were to get a lot of wins on a particular subject, they then give you the title based on that film. So it's very good. Basically, you go to pick a particular I can't think of the word category.
Yeah.
And let's say the Big Lebowski.
Yep.
And then it sits there and it looks for someone for me to play against. So at the moment it's searching for an opponent, and it's found someone in Australia, Emily Towson. And I then get six rounds of questions, and they're multiple choice, or as what right. we used to call in school, multiple guess.
Yep.
So it says, who is a dude's lady friend, which is Maud. I know that because I like the film. But we can just move on. I think I better actually finish this one off, or else it will affect my score. What does the dude listen to in the tub? And I believe it's Creedence. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was whale sounds.
See, not so good as you thought.
Whale sounds.
So we could have a victor in Australia then.
Which of these artists has a song in the movie? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, Paul McCartney, it's Kenny Rogers. And we can carry on all the way through, which I might have to because I want to win it now. What is the film's travelling fan club called? That's called Lebowski Fest, or is it Bowlers Union? Oh, no, it was the Lebowski Fest, like I thought it was.
Always go with your first answer.
I know, that's true. So, Big Lebowski, Larry Sellers lives near what restaurant? I think it's the In-N-Out Burger. Yes, it is.
Okay.
So, and then we move on to the sixth question, I believe, which is round six. What does Maud think is inflicted? Right, we won't.
Is that rude?
It's the movie's quite quite edgy. Last round, you get double bonus. So if you are falling behind, when Bunny tells Dude that Uli is a nihilist, how does Dude respond? That must be exhausting. And, we got it. In fact, No, unfortunately, I was talking too long there whilst we were doing it, and she answered the questions quicker than I did,
so
she's actually beaten me.
Oh, yeah, well done, our Australian friend, whoever
Emily
you are.
Has beaten me.
Yeah. So can you do this on your own if you want, or is it always that it searches and you have a quiz opponent?
Basically, when you install the app, you can link it with your either Facebook or Google Plus profile, and it will then go and find your friends that are also playing Quiz Up, so you can actually have competitions with them, or it just finds a random person to play with who wants to. I mean, imagine, it's quite mind-blowing, really, that there's someone out there wanting to play the same subject
to
as you are.
Quiz questions on the same subject as you are at the same time.
Yeah, I think
around the world. It does blow your mind a bit.
There are several million people playing this, I believe. It's great because you can pick all kinds of subjects there. While I was waiting to come in here, I was doing easy maths and I was playing against someone in India, which I found, it's interesting how different subjects attract different countries. but they weren't very good. I beat them easily.
Yeah. Well, if it had been someone from China, you'd have lost hands down with their maths
exactly.
At the moment. So it's called Quiz Up, and it works on what sort of phones?
It works on iPhone and Android. Yeah. It's been out for iPhone and iPad and since last November. It's this month. It's been launched on Android. It's available in both their app stores. And it's really, really good. If you're into competitions, into quizzes, things like that, it's very, very good. And because they're, you actually learn something, because if you get a question wrong, I was playing this morning someone in America about London. The questions were about London. And apparently they believe that the Prime Minister lives at number 30 Downing Street, not number 10.
Right.
So, obviously.
Yeah,
so
through all the fog that London's
always... Oh, well, that's right,
off, yes.
Yeah. And they thought that the British Museum wasn't in London as well. Mm. So, yeah, it's really interesting if you're into that kind of thing.
So I guess if you're on a train journey or something like that and you get a good signal, then you can sit and while away.
You don't need a very good signal. You just need enough for you to be able to pick. I think it's fairly autonomous. Once it's got the information, the communication is the speed of which you'll answer the questions, because it's doing that. But it doesn't need to be a super-duper fast network. So
okay.
There you go.
So there we are. That's our App of the Week suggestion. It's called Quiz Up. Quiz Up, all one word, I think, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, it is.
And it's available for iPhone and Android, and you will have many happy hours, as Matt clearly has done this morning.
It's very good. I found it very enjoyable over the weekend playing that, and so did my wife. She's not so much into technology as I am, but she was quite happy to stand there next to me in the kitchen helping me answer the questions on food.
Fantastic. Matt, thank you very much. Good
to see you. Yeah.
From Matt Porter, Web Design, our technology correspondent on the show, back next week with another suggestion. And